Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves on the number 25 most important talk show in the nation, at least according to Talkers Magazine. And we're pretty proud of that. Just this week? Yeah, it was just this week that was the case. We were 26 previously, which is a tough position to be in. You think to yourself,
well, it's because I'm on here.
If only we're on the 25th. Yep. Yeah. You're not the first person to claim credit at this point.
You can't prove me wrong.
That's indeed at this point. It's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. In the previous hour, we were discussing things going on in Portland, such as apparently explosives being shot at a federal court building.
Possibly firework explosions. Possibly not.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, we don't know. And fireworks are explosives, so you know, there you go. And also the police union building not being burned to the ground, but being set ablaze. You know, set on fire. A fire being set in the police union building. Probably best way to describe that. And then here in Washington, D.C., I guess the Trump administration, you decide why this is taking prosecutions for rioters, setting fires and stuff to a federal level.
Well, one thing about D.C., though, is that city is controlled and governed by the federal government.
Yes.
Like they don't have a state or local the way anywhere else.
Well, they have a local, but it ultimately any law that is passed has to go through the United States Congress. I believe just the House of Representatives. But then again, don't quote me because it's not my job. I don't live in Washington, D.C. and don't know. But I think it's interesting that this young person is claiming that the lighting of a Molotov cocktail is freedom of speech. Let's go to Athena calling in from Arizona. Athena, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Hi. Hey. Thanks. The whole thing about, you know, people rioting and whatnot, you know, I'm less concerned about that they're rioting about than why they're rioting. It's noteworthy to me that there's such a large number of people that feel like they have nothing to lose, that this is the, you know, the best option for them. So, you know, I think I would like to see people have as much outrage about all the unprosecuted murders of blacks as they do about the riots. You know, we have hundreds, possibly thousands of unprosecuted lynchings in this country. We have lots of pictures floating around of people, you know, posing next to
recent times, or yeah, just sort of old lynchings?
Well, you know, even the so-called old ones,
yeah,
some of those people are still alive.
Yep.
You know, there is no statute of limitations for murder.
Nope,
and
there's not.
Everybody in those pictures is at least an accessory to murder, first-degree murder. So, you know, I think if you're posing next to someone that was, you know, just murdered, I think that you have some connection to it.
Agreed.
Probably accurate.
I'd like to see those people prosecuted. You know, I think if, you know, people, you know, the law and order crowd, you know, is really interested in that sort of thing, that they ought to be prosecuting these people. You know, at least finding out who they are.
So let me rebut for a second here. You remember, I don't remember how long ago this was, but for it hasn't been too long in my memory. There was some guy who was prosecuted for a church burning that killed a couple of young black girls. I mean, clearly innocence, and let's presume he was guilty. I don't have any evidence to, you know, say otherwise. And I often think to myself, people are different after a certain period of time. One of the reasons I don't support the death penalty is because, you know, you're killing somebody 10 years later, you're killing a different person for the crime. And when it's 30 years later, presumably, that person could have moved on and, you know, been a good person and done some things. And I just wonder to myself, 30-year-old prosecutions don't feel like this justice's terrible swift sword to me.
I mean, my problem with that would be stagnation of evidence.
I would rather have it happen now than not at all. I mean, we still hunt down Nazis.
I would say the same thing about Demjanjuk.
But it doesn't. I don't think it really matters, and I'm not necessarily advocating for the death penalty.
Yeah.
But I think they should be prosecuted. You know, I think restitution should be paid to the families. You know, that of these murdered victims. I mean, and this stuff, you know, still goes on. So, yeah, I mean, if I were black, I think I'd be pretty upset about, you know, my family members and friends being murdered or disappearing into the forest one night and, you know, nothing happening to them, you know. Oh, nothing to see here.
Okay, most of the rioting Antifa members are not black. They're very white. So that doesn't explain their behavior, and that's most of the rioters. So murders that are occurring now absolutely should be dealt with. Murders that you have sufficient evidence for. Because if you have pictures of people doing it, that's sufficient evidence.
These pictures have been floating around for decades, you know, of these people posing next to these murder victims.
So those people are not innocent, but if you're talking about prosecuting a murder, which is mandatory life in a lot of places, then I don't know if you get murder from that. That is something.
They were clearly involved. And maybe some of the specific people there didn't do it, but they are at least an accessory to murder. And
that's still
a crime. Yeah. And this is one of the things that, you know, I mean, I feel like I'm getting a lot of pushback from you guys.
I don't think so. I'm thinking about this in. Like, if we, let's say we do. We do a full-on, full court push to find the, you know, whomever was in these pictures and put some kind, tack something onto them, for something, and then maybe there's some kind of, you know, looking for money, recompense, this kind of thing. I'm not entirely against this, but, gosh, I mean, it feels like it's gonna turn into a witch hunt relatively quickly. But maybe,
hold on, let her
talk
on this one.
Athena?
We've been as a country evading our serious problems with racism.
Yeah, there's been some ducking and dodging.
For friggin' centuries.
Yeah.
And, you know, the longer you put this stuff off, the worse it gets. You know, I don't want to see people rioting. If someone was rioting, you know, next to my business, I mean, I would do what I can to defend myself. You know, but at the same time, it's hard for me to really get upset with the rioters because of the stuff that's been going on. I mean, you know, and then there's the other issues with the economy. But, you know, a lot of this stuff started because, you know,
that's a difficult case to make when you're a 20-year-old white guy rioting over 50-year-old injustices done to black people.
Well, okay, so Antifa aside, I'm not big fans of them either. I will say this, and I don't know if I said it tonight on the air, but I've certainly said it on the air, and I know I've said it today, if I didn't say it on the air, is that I think ultimately we're probably going to, that the results are going to be pretty good all in all, that the rioters will cause some kind of change. That change will probably be some kind of diminishment of the power of the police apparatus in the United States, which, as far as I'm concerned, is out of control and still acting like a victim. So,
yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm going to ruminate on what you've suggested and go from there. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, I think it would be a good start. Anyway.
Thank you. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, LoveJava, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
My dog, Mojo, was half beagle and half coonhound. He ate everything in sight. He would swallow things whole, including a chicken carcass, a bird nest with a bird in it, and assorted stones and sticks. We had to take him to the veterinary emergency room. After surgery, Mojo had skin issues, just constantly itching and scratching, chewing on his feet, and chewing the hair right off of his legs, being irritated, lethargic, and just not the same dog.
DINOVITE.
When we put him on the Dynavite, he took right to it. All of these symptoms disappeared.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Something that he actually likes to eat. You need to put him on Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
If you love your dog, you don't just want him healthy. You want him to be happy.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
So, Athena called in the last segment and was suggesting that we go after... So there's been a lot of lynchings in America. There are pictures of happy people standing next to lynched people. And that we should go after the... Some of the people are still alive that were in these pictures. And that we should go after these people as, I think, some kind of way to assuage the anger of the protesters here in America.
Which encourages encourages rioting, because they're rioters, by the way.
Which would mean that they would then therefore riot some more in order
to
get more...
If I get everything I want, if I could riot and it would get me what I want, I would riot right now.
I wish I knew what the rioters wanted. I really don't know the answer to that.
Well, I mean, to be fair, this time they did publish like a list of things they want.
Okay, can you get that list for me? I'd be interested in reading that list, because I don't know. All I know is that some people say that BLM is a communist organization.
Well, BLM on their webpage says that they're a communist organization, that's a fair assessment. Well,
theoretically, it's what they are referring to as defund the police, which does not mean what it sounds like.
Right, defund the police could very well mean let's reallocate some budget from the police to another policing organization that's intended to handle certain types of policing or something like that. And I think that's an interesting idea.
Sort of less violent version of the police for less violent police calls.
Right, and the idea that we have the same organization handling speeding tickets, traffic accidents, you know, liquor license enforcement, and murders and riots and domestic disputes doesn't make much sense, right? Like, you don't want to send the same guy to handle each one of those things. You want some specially trained person to handle any given one of those. And not like any of those things is surprising. Every one of those things is going to occur in any given city every single day. There's going to be an automobile accident. There's going to be a speeder. There's going to be somebody having a domestic dispute. There's going to be a murder. Well, not every city every day. But, there's...
Depends on the city.
Murders are a potentiality in every city in America. And the idea that we just, have one organization doing that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But, for one, I hold a unique position. Many people do not agree with this position, but that I think that statutes of limitations are there for a reason. And I think that they should be even tighter in some cases. So, for instance, the case of somebody who murdered somebody in the past, I think after 20 years, that person isn't the same person any longer.
And that's not necessarily true, and definitely not necessarily true in the way that you're saying it. Like, yeah, maybe they're not that person. They're much, much worse.
They could be, but presumably they would be killing somebody, right? If they're a lyncher at the time. I don't know. Being a person who has changed a tiger that has changed their stripes in their life, I like the idea that people can change who they are. I think often they need that moment in time that the consequences of their actions have to smack them in the face. Whatever that is, it could be as much as mom having a talk with you, or it could be as little as mom having a talk with you, or much as prison.
Yeah,
I don't know.
If you're five, so in a lot of cases, what has changed is what you can get away with. When you were 40 in 1950 or 60, and if you were going around killing black people in Alabama because you could get away with it, and it's 2020 and now you can't, that could very well and is probably
then you're 100 at the best,
so
or 110 at the worst.
Whatever, because some of these people are still alive. I mean, a lot of this stuff was recent enough for these people to still be alive. So
that is kind of an effective way of getting the message across of this is no longer something you can get away with.
Right. And that's the notion of making an example out of somebody. I, however, believe that, you know, one of the ideas of sort of Western civilization that is a person is convicted and sentenced for a crime based on what they did, as opposed to the idea of sending a message. I find sending the message antithetical to the whole notion, 1,000 years of jurisprudence of English common law. The idea of sending a message says that you're sentencing that person not just for what they did, but for what someone may do in the future that would be like what they did.
That is one of the main and accepted purposes of punitive sentences in the first place. Well, like, deterrent value is one of the philosophically, legally, socially accepted purposes of punishment in the first place.
Well, and one of the big issues with this is whether or not this person is still in society. So, I mean, someone who, you know, deals drugs or shoplifts or, you know, sets the ground on fire in front of a federal building.
Only one of those is aggression.
You know, There's a certain amount of tolerance that we can have for less problematic crimes, if you will. Whereas, I mean, once you've killed someone, I mean, you really have to look at, can we afford to have this person in our society when they have proven that they are capable of doing this?
I'm not sure that you're going to. The presumption is that somebody standing next to a lynched person is a killer of that person.
Yeah, my only problem.
Before we go any further, let's go to Hank calling in from Utah, find out what Hank has to say. Hank, you're on Free Talk.
Yeah, you're talking about lynching, among other things.
Yeah, we are.
Well, you know, you notice how the mainstream media has framed lynching as an explicitly racist act? And that's BS. In fact, I would bet you that the vast majority of people who were lynched over the decades and or centuries were white. Because in most parts of the country, a lynching is really just an extrajudicial execution.
Right. I would agree.
And in many parts of the country, there were few, if any, blacks. But lynching took place for sure all over the West, for instance.
Cattle thieves.
Yeah, well, among other things, yeah. And I'm sure that white people also got lynched in the South. And in fact, you can bet that most of those people were lynched for good cause. They weren't lynched for looking cross-eyed at Whitey or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know what the what the case is, but I would agree that very likely that we are seeing a magnification of lynchings that have gone on against blacks as opposed to whites in America. I would not be able to say what it occurred and who was guilty, and that's one of the problems with a lynching is that you don't get. You don't get the day in court. As messed up as the day in court is these days.
And that really opens the door for the possibility of revenge for any kind of extrajudicial execution.
Sure. I mean, that's the whole idea of a judicial system. It isn't to protect victims. Sorry, it isn't. It isn't to protect you and me, ladies and gentlemen. It's to protect you and me from the mob. That's why we have a judicial system. Because justice will be meted out in whatever, you know, form it's meted out. That's why we have a justice system to mete it out slightly better, I believe. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. News from news.bitcoin.com. BTC miners give off a signal of intending to sell. Does this mean a bear cycle? New Zealand police seized $91 million from a Russian exchange operator. Anti-crypto SEC head stepping down, making Bitcoin ETFs more likely. And you can make money by referring people to exchange.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
This week, Colorado became one of 28 states to enforce a mask mandate.
A lot of people wish, I wish too, you wish too, we all wish, that this had been passed us, we could go back to normal. I think people are waking up to the fact that we have to be very careful in our everyday lives and take social distancing and mask wearing very seriously to be able to get through this.
Governor Jared Polis on NBC's Meet the Press. This as the debate continues over whether or not to send kids back to school in the fall. President Trump is pushing for classes to start on a regular schedule, but many school districts have already announced they'll be holding online classes because of recent spikes in COVID cases. There's been a shooting in Washington, D.C. at the Columbia Heights neighborhood. 9 people were injured just before 5 local time in the area of 14th and Spring Road. Police are still searching for possible suspects. This is USA Radio News. Decision 2020 is in full swing. Biden Deputy Campaign Manager Kate Bedingfield has released a statement saying for over a year, the Trump campaign have cycled through the same self-defeating attacks against Joe Biden and have failed to get traction on a single one. This comes after President Trump sat down for an exclusive interview with Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday, where he accused Joe Biden of wanting to abolish the police and the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Wallace fact-checked him.
They've run them poorly. It was always bad, but now it's gotten totally out of control. And it's really because they wanted to fund the police, and Biden wants to fund the police.
Sir, he does not.
Bedingfield continued in her firing back, calling the response to the coronavirus pandemic a catastrophic mismanagement that has led to over 140 deaths in the country.
I think we have one of the lowest mortality rates in the world.
We had 900 deaths on a single day.
We will take a look.
This week.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. The number 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
I have gotten a memo from my sales manager, Matthew, that he would that we're looking for a salesperson or two. We're doing training, and if you'd like to be a nationally syndicated salesperson, a national salesperson for Free Talk Live. It's a commission only position. We do train, and you should get a hold of him, Matthew@freetalklive.com. That's Matthew@freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live offers the unique opportunity that you can live your libertarian ideals. Matthew@freetalklive.com. So, I think we've kind of retired the story about the Molotov cocktail being a form of free speech for in America. I don't think that at this point there's no judge's ruling, but the idea that the final quote here, and that they say is allowed under the First Amendment as an expression of solidarity with Black Lives Matter and fringe leaders Hawk Newsom, who urged supporters to burn down the system and replace it. So Molotov cocktails are free speech, at least according to this claim. However, Washington, D.C., Portland, and a variety of cities around the United States aren't the only places where riots are going on.
So I wanted to talk to you about the death of Elijah McClain in Aurora, Colorado.
I was thinking the Ethiopian
story. Oh, the Ethiopian riots. Yeah. Which
there's just so many riots have been, you have to specify.
They have been compared to the George Floyd riots, but there's definitely some contention as to whether there is a connection. It definitely seems to have something to do with an ethnic group in Ethiopia, but about 3 weeks ago, they went so far as to shut the internet off in Ethiopia.
This is how you know things are getting bad, is when they decide to shut the internet off. Because the internet, Twitter, and, you know, social media is often used as a communication tool for protesters to be able to communicate with one another, to meet, to, what they call the Jasmine Revolution or the Twitter Revolution. In Muslim-speaking countries a few years ago, that's what they did, too. They would shut off the internet as best they could, and people would have more difficulty communicating and those kind of things. Let's go to, you look that up, Lee, over there at Peakless Mountaineer. Let's go to Joe, calling in from Montreal. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi. I'm just I'm very concerned about the one-sidedness of the media. I mean, the bias. I'm not saying you got to go for Trump, but like they only talk about anything they want that will make Trump look bad. For example, they're talking about all the rise of Corona. They're not talking about the rise and how many more people are getting tested. Not speaking about the fact that a lot less people are dying than they did. It just seems so one-sided and dishonest, and that scares me.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way. Now, for one, I will say that Trump picked a fight with the media, and now he's got it. But at the same time, I'm not here to take Trump's side. I just want the story on what's going on in a given circumstance. And I do feel, when it comes to Corona, that it doesn't seem like the media is representing points of view who say things like, well, yeah, aren't the deaths going down? I mean, it's always new record highs. Well, I'm looking at the CDC's numbers here, and for the last week of June, it was below the threshold of what was considered excess deaths. What's going on here, ladies and gentlemen? I don't know. I'm here to listen to the media, and I think the media is supposed to hold the government accountable, but that doesn't just mean the executive branch. It means the legislative branch and the CDC and the WHO and all of them.
It just seems they could basically paint any picture. They're just painting the picture they want without stating the facts and letting people know the truth. That's not very good.
Yeah, it does seem like they picked their favorite crooked old pervert, and it isn't Trump. So there you go. Thanks for the call, Joe. Appreciate it. The number 855-450-3733. Let's go to Christian Anarchist calling in from Tennessee. Christian Anarchist, on Free Talk Live.
Well, thank you. I'm tired of hearing people making ancient claims on injustice to their ancestors. This is absolutely it boggles the mind that anybody could even come up with such a thing, saying that because my ancestors were treated poorly by your ancestors, that therefore you today owe me some kind of repercussions. If we go back 200 years,
responsibility.
Yeah, if we go back 200 years and look at societies around the world and how they acted, murder, rape, theft, and slavery, that was the standard. I mean, that's what all societies did back then. And it doesn't matter if you're talking about Indians, Africans, Europeans, Asians. They were all guilty of these things. It doesn't matter what society you're talking about. You know, people say that the American Indians were these noble savages. But no, they weren't so noble, at least not all of them. A lot of them were very, very guilty of enslaving other tribes, murdering other tribes. They did not exist in this peaceful society, only exists in a fantasy.
Slave holding, too. I think it's worth pointing out that Indians held slaves.
Yeah, so kind of the mythology there is that there is this anarchist utopia of Indians running around living in unity with nature, and then Europe came over and killed them all. And that's not exactly what happened. There was
I'm still rooting for Squanto, though.
Yeah, there was
like, I think Squanto, at this point, we have nothing to prove that he was a bad guy at any point.
But there was this global standard of, we all kill each other, and everybody was down with that. And then you did poorly, and so now you want to complain about the game that you willfully played. It's like, no, this is not how it works.
And the Europeans came offering better killing devices and better killing methods, and the Indians were like, ha, finally we will be able to take our enemies. What they didn't know is that the Europeans had systems for divide and conquer, and, you know, that it was, we'll kill your enemies first.
Which are currently being used today to divide and conquer the American people. If the American people would see that the true enemies of everybody are the people that are trying to enforce rules upon us all, then we might have a chance, but nobody sees that. And as far as somebody saying they have a claim to a particular land because they were there first, ultimately, everybody's an immigrant since all the human race came from North Africa, according to science. You know, if you want to, whether you believe in evolution or creation, it really doesn't matter. They both say the same thing.
You can't really go around conquering people and then, I mean, it's almost like estoppel, right? It's like you can't go around conquering people and then get conquered and then call foul. Like, you agreed kind of implicitly to the conquering game. And this is how the game turned out.
Well, that's all true for people who are now dead. But I would say that any excuse for racism is not a good excuse, right? Like, I don't care. And I define racism as the belief that one race is inferior or superior to another. So I believe that all kinds of different... Everybody can be a racist against some race or another. And it seems like, in many cases, people want to go after whitey because of, you know, things that may have happened in the past. But I know at least some of my ancestors weren't even on the continent when this stuff was occurring.
I guess I can definitely be labeled a racist, and I think most people probably could if they really wanted to be honest, because I actually believe black people make better basketball players, better track stars. You know, so their race is superior in that regard.
I think there's some evidence, but I mean, you know, if that's how you want to divide people, but I would say that people who are above the height of 6'6" are probably the best basketball players, and if more of them happen to be black in America, well, then I guess they're the ones who are going to be it. Thanks for the comments there, Christian Anarchist. The number, 855-450-3733. Don't forget that the cops are shooting men far more than they're shooting
women. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have
have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. It's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
The number, again, 855-450-3733. Want to tell you about Divvy. So, Divvy is a cryptocurrency that we've talked about here on Free Talk Live for some time. They are currently testing their new wallet that they're very excited about. With it, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. You'll be able to send it around the globe. You'll be able to do business in more than 200 countries and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat. But one thing we've been doing with Divvy for some time now is running one of their masternodes. And they gave us some Divvy to do that, and then we ran the masternode, and we've used it as a way to sort of pay for advertising here on Free Talk Live. And we've been pretty successful with it as far as return goes. And look, I can't say that it's continued to go up, but it certainly has gone up in value for us. I want you to check them out. DiviProject.org, D-I-V-I, DiviProject.org. Their plans are global in scale, and maybe you can benefit. DiviProject.org, obviously, if you're getting into something as an investment, you got to be prepared that things go up and things go down, and you never know exactly. Peakless Mountaineer, we're talking about apparently some protests that are going on or went on very recently. I'm not entirely sure here.
From the looks of it, still going on.
In Ethiopia.
This is from Business Insider. Ethiopia's population of 102 million is undergoing a government-sanctioned internet blackout after a popular musician was assassinated on Monday, Monday the 29th of June here. Hakalu Hundesa, a popular singer...
I'm sure you did a better job of that than I would have.
I do my best. A popular singer and activist was shot dead on Monday night, the 29th, in Addis Ababa. The death set off numerous protests demanding justice for his death. On Tuesday, June 30th at 9 a.m. local time, the Ethiopian government shut down the entire country's internet, as reported by nonprofit organization Access Now. Hundesa was an Oromo, an ethnic group that has historically been repressed.
Yeah.
His music became the soundtrack to a political shift that led the nation's last prime minister being replaced.
Yeah, so Ethiopia's had a lot of shakeups over the last few decades, up to secession movements that have been successful, and it doesn't seem like they can get that government thing under control there. It's just just keeps on being awful. Now, in my experience, the Ethiopian people I've met in my life, awesome, intelligent, amazing people. Their government, always just effing everything up all the time. Amazing. There's an ethnic minority that apparently doesn't feel like it's being served. What a surprise. And there are riots in the streets, so let's shut off the internet so that everybody gets punished because we're losing control. The reason you're losing control is because you're bad at this. You're bad at this. And the new world we're going into doesn't have room for autocratic regimes. It just doesn't. I got bad news for China too. I know they're on an upward trajectory, and you got to keep an eye on them and everything. But it just isn't. The world's getting. There's too much information out there, and people aren't going to be putting up with this for much longer. And I say that this is great, obviously, and I hope that not too many more have to die in service of this notion. I suspect many will. But, knowing as little as I know about this, which is about what you've read, I must say that I'm rooting for the protesters in this one, as I generally do.
And apparently this isn't the first time by a long shot that Ethiopia has decided to turn off its internet because of political unrest. And this is exactly the sort of thing that you get when you have a monopoly on the internet by the government. And it's it was one of the concerning things that, people in this country have been talking about net neutrality and how the government should really take over, making sure that everyone has equal access and all of that.
Zero is equal. If everyone has no internet, then that is equal.
Yes, zero equals zero. That is something that has always remained in the back of my mind. Whenever they're even talking about providing internet, when the government's going to provide internet to those that are less fortunate. Well, you know how they do that, right? By doing that, they just put everybody out of business. Because what do you want, the free internet or the internet you've got to pay $100 a month for?
Well, if you're already paying for it, you may as well use it.
Right. And then pretty soon, everybody's only the people who want the fastest of internet are going on, and everybody's in the government internet, and the government decides, oh, yeah, well, there's some things we don't want you to see.
Then you get a great firewall of China.
Yep.
And the Ethiopian style, just shut the whole thing off.
And they don't even have to necessarily announce it like China does, although I know what we know. I don't know what China knows internally. They can just block things and not tell you. So you wouldn't
your
even know about it.
Your search has zero results.
Or it has a bunch of completely
irrelevant
results.
I thought there was something that happened in Tiananmen Square, but no results in China.
Yeah, that is one of the most glaring examples. But
that's just doing it badly. You should have a bunch of irrelevant. You should have stories about the square being built or something silly. Like, that's what Google would do.
Yeah, they do have results.
Oh, so it doesn't literally say zero. Okay.
Yeah. So, they have real results, but those results are all about Tiananmen Square, the park that everybody loves to go to. For instance, Uyghurs. You look that up in Omaha versus looking it up in Beijing, and you're going to get entirely different results. You look for news in Hong Kong, you know, in different places, and you're going to get entirely different results. China is a disturbing force on the planet. You know, I have a difficult time liking it, but, well, let's go to Pat calling in from Michigan. Pat, you're on Free Talk Live. Pat, can you hear me now? I can hear you, Pat.
Hello, gentlemen.
Yes. What's on your mind?
I'm calling in about the discussion on the Ethiopians. I remember back in the late 80s, early 90s, they were famous for being long and lanky and banging long-distance runners.
Yes.
But the thing that amazed me is it's one of the few countries in the world that has 6 feet of topsoil. Black, good, rich dirt.
Really?
It cannot feed its own populace from lack of water.
Yeah.
Now, if we can sink pipes everywhere to suck up this god-awful oil, right, why can't we suck up a little water to feed these poor natives?
You know, there's a lot of churches that are doing well projects, and what they find is that somehow or another something will break with the well, and then the well falls into disrepair, and that there's just not the sort of infrastructure and the knowledge and the understanding.
They just don't know how to maintain what they've been given. Yeah, I know this is a problem.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Have you ever heard of the glug glug oil or glug glug well?
No.
It's a system of PVC knuckles, and it works on a gravitational basis. I don't know how deep it can draw water from, but basically you just build this apparatus. I've seen it on the inner tube. You dump a 5-gallon bucket in to prime it, and it just perpetually runs.
That's
not bad.
So what I'll say about Ethiopia is the reason that they had the famine that they did in the, I think it was early 80s, maybe late 70s, that was war-based, and many times, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and say something pretty controversial. Almost all famines, almost all starvation in the world in the last 30, 40 years has been, I guess that would be less than the Ethiopian thing, but starting with basically the Ethiopian thing, is caused by government.
True enough, because wars start, and even if we send aid, the warlords steal it, and it just makes them stronger. It's an ugly cycle.
Yeah, you can't get the resources are there to the people who need them the most. And Ethiopia, it's had a lot of problems and doesn't seem to want to fix them. At least the government does.
Are they
in any way tied into the South African government? I mean, I just don't understand why there's no local recourse. Anybody willing to respond?
Now, Ethiopia is really far from South Africa, and
are they up in the middle?
Yeah, they're on the.
They're just south of Egypt.
Yeah, they're basically the Horn.
Okay,
of Africa.
By the Horn, then.
Yeah, indeed. Thanks for the call, Pat. The number 855-450-3733. One of the most ancient places on Earth, and most ancient civilizations. You know, like I said, great people, terrible governments. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Another 83 tons in fake gold found in China. Crypto still much harder to counterfeit. Host Stefan Molyneux banned from YouTube. Receives $100,000 in crypto donations afterward. Reporters uncover $11 trillion in offshore government-sanctioned bank accounts. Bitcoin Cash still potentially private and unconfiscatable. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
This is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.